How would you describe this project in 3 words?
Fun, creative and amazing.
It was quite awesome.
Very, very helpful.
It was chaos to begin with, but it ended out well.
Rehearse for Life project is where we bring in theatre skills and we use drama exercises, drama games.
This game is called What Are You Doing? What Are You Doing? So one person is going to be in the middle doing an activity, which is somebody give me something to do.
Painting.
So I will be.
We encourage young people to learn how to tell stories, learn how to act.
I'm painting a picture about when pigs fly.
There we go.
Love it.
But also utilising those skills from those sessions that they could possibly take into their own lives. My name's Dominic McHale, and I'm one of the facilitators on the Rehearsal for Life project.
People might say, this work isn't important, or...
Yes, I hear that all the time. I hear that all the time. People often say that it's not like maths and English. They're really important. But I think learning drama and the drama schools can equip you for dealing with so many situations in life. If you were in a tricky situation, you can't just say, I'll just pull up an algebraic equation and see how I deal with that. You know, you can just remember how you can breathe and you can think, this is all right, I can be a character, I can talk my way out of this, there's loads, I can use a bit of humour. We use a lot of humour. The work is very funny, and we're really into that. But yeah.
It's not to bother you, but I'm looking for my tour guide, Claire.
All right, let's maybe bumps into you in the corridor rather than knocking. Ooh. Oh. So we have one young person in one particular group who's been very, from when we first met them, they were quite sort of reserved and quite shut off, really. And then from when, for instance, we had a chat with them yesterday, they were telling us how much that this work has helped with their socialising skills, how they don't really like people, but they're able to deal with people in a more constructive way because of this work. Also changing in young people who might be, when they first present, they'd be very quiet and very in themselves, and then they're actually on stage and they're sharing their ideas with each other and with the audience. It's really good. There's loads of change, you know.
Blimey, are you blind?
Oh, yeah, watch where you're going.
Watch where you're going. You almost knocked over my clay pottery I've stored.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you there.
My name is Patrick Riley. I'm the education program practitioner at the Roundhouse. So I'm one of the facilitators on the program. I think the impact is an ability to recognize their own voice a lot of the time and know that their ideas are valid. And
I used to always hold back my ideas, but now I share my ideas because they make my ideas feel welcome and heard.
Should I say who are you guys or something?
Because you work here, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. So should I be like, what are you doing here? Like, what's your deal or something?
Yeah, I think, yeah, you take charge because we're residents and you could therefore be...
And it also helps with a lot more teamwork because we all work as a team and we all respect each other's ideas.
I think a lot of the young people we work with have gone through some really complicated upbringings or they have some complicated needs, and that can often feel like they don't have a voice or they don't have a place to share their ideas and express themselves. So what we're trying to foster is like a real sense of creativity and expression and fun and playfulness, and get people working together, get people communicating with each other in a kind way, and yeah, just trying to bring all the soft skills that working creatively bring.
Okay, what is your name?
I'm Yusra. I'm a teaching assistant at the Royal Free Hospital School. Yeah, one of the biggest things I think was having everyone just make mistakes and be able to laugh about it. I think that was one of the best things, you know. Young people make mistakes and they think it's something to be ashamed about. But, you know, we'd play all these games and realize that, like, you know, sometimes our mistakes are funny. Yeah. And we can laugh at ourselves and we can, you know, be serious but also take things unseriously. It was just really nice to see some people who were really shy, like screaming as we were playing Mafia, you know. Yeah, it was just always a really nice pick-me-up for the end of the week.
Lexi, what have you learnt so far in drama?
I've learnt how to cope with changes, and I've learnt how to memorise things because my nan always tells me that my memory's like a sieve. Nothing stays in my mind that long. And, yeah.
On the form.
Yeah, just like what your favourite moment was or anything about the process.
Doing the rehearsal for life with the roundhouse.
Yeah.
It was fun and exciting. Mm-hmm. It's made me feel confident.
I would say it's like quite random and hectic sometimes. Very, just exceeded my expectations a lot, but I really like it, yeah.
What's your name?
Sophie. I'm a teacher at a speech, language and communication school. We've seen them grow in confidence as the weeks have gone on, in their kind of ability to express themselves, to express their emotions, to feel kind of comfortable in moving and in speaking. And I think in particular we've seen certain students that might struggle with certain maybe speech sounds or words, we've seen them really be able to flourish and kind of like develop their voice, their volume and their pitch through like these really carefully crafted sessions. Yeah, it's just kind of given them the confidence to take to the stage and project.
Amazing.
Yeah. I've never taken on something like this that's been for such a sort of on like a longer period of time, that's sort of taken up half of the school year, and it's actually been so surprising to see what can be achieved in that amount of time and how like transformational that can be for the pupils and for their confidence and their language skills, really. So yeah, I'd say it's kind of quite unique. We've never really participated in something like this before.
I would say if you're one of those people that have hardly any confidence, it's a way to help with that. I think for me it probably helps to like bring more positivity, I guess. Yeah.
I'm Louis Slingsby. I kind of head up the careers and kind of PSHE and external extracurricular activities at Blossom House Euston.
Nice.
I can think of one child, you know, has gone through quite a lot of trauma this year and been through lots of things that I think even adults or any other children would really struggle with this year. And it could, you know, it puts you on your knees and you feel like rubbish. And that child's actually managed to kind of like come round, kind of rebond friendships, work as a team, and kind of like pick up the pieces that he thought he lost whilst he was going through this really angry state that was totally okay to be angry. So watching him kind of come back into the group, almost reintegrate and be excited to and be kind of inspired by the people here, it's been absolutely awesome to see that. They've kind of grown in their own kind of beings of, oh, now I can actually express myself. And so we've got children that, you know, maybe can't read or can't write very well, but they're able to now kind of express themselves and feel a part of a project that's actually bigger than themselves.
So what have you learned about yourself during this project?
Like learning different things and being funny and like, I'm just a great actor. I'm a drama queen.
I know.
Welcome all. Welcome to the rehearsal for Life, Sherry. It's so great to have so many of you supporters here. My name's Patrick, I'm the Education Programme Practitioner. So I'm one of the facilitators who's worked on the Rehearsal for Life programme. And what today is going to be is a big sharing.
So we are bringing together a sharing together from all of the different partners we have on the Rehearsal for Life programme. So bringing together work that we've done with Royal Free School, at Harmood School and Blossom House School, which sort of shows the work that we've done with our young people, culminating in a podcast, a film, and a live improvised performance with all alternate provisions. So we're really excited. It's taken a lot of work, and it's only like the tip of the iceberg of what the programme is. So it's an amazing opportunity to be able to show people the work and show their growth. Yeah.
So well.
But hold that urge. What should we do? Run! Okay, here we are.
So we'll just run up there at the door.
What's wrong now, Lena? What's wrong?
I don't have nowhere to live and I'm always so stressed. I don't know why.
I know you're always stressed. Just explain.
Where are you going?
Hey,
where are you going?
The docks! The
moon!
The docks!
The moon! The moon!
Absolutely enjoyed every piece of it, and my daughter's confidence has shot through the roof since she's been coming attending here every week.
Pretty proud of myself and other people around me.
I thought it was brilliant. I think seeing the children portray themselves in with confidence. I mean, a lot of these kids dreamed of doing something like this, so especially my daughter, to see her blossom and become so confident and be willing to answer questions.
And to be honest with you, it's really inspiring to see young people come into school, you know, when they find that difficult, and just to be able
Well, my favourite part was the show. The show at the Roundhouse.
And what did you like about the show?
Performing for my dad, performing on a holiday and a jungle, and at the end, space.
I cried. I could not hold back the tears because I love the confidence that's coming out of her at the moment. So yeah, a very proud mum at the moment.
When the Roundhouse first came, I was quite nervous, but now I like it.
Yeah. It was very fun. I would definitely highly recommend it. It was just really, really fun.
Everything we've done, all the confidence, what you did on the show, with your ability to talk in front of people, it's been great to see you all develop. So well done, give yourself a big clap. Well done. Well done. Get out.